Okay, guys, welcome to today's podcast. We're going to be going over my first day on meds. Now, every time something has come up or comes up, I am going to put a little short podcast piece and I'm going to glue them all together for you. But I want to do it as it happens, not what I remember. As we all know, our memories are not well known for always accurately telling the truth. So let's get into it. Okay, so I took the pill about half an hour ago. I'd been to the gym in the morning. I'd had a cup of coffee. I fast until midday, so I don't eat. So I took it on an empty stomach, which from reading the packaging says that's okay. Took it half an hour ago. From what I'm reading, it takes about an hour, hour and a half to fully kick in at full speed. It's weird because I don't know what to expect. So I'm kind of nervous it's kind of an excitingly nervous way. Oddly, my head feels quieter already. I don't know if that's just a placebo I'm making up or I feel a little more in control, if I'm honest. But again, let's go through the day and see how it continues. Okay, guys, we're probably a bit over an hour in. I would say maybe even hour 10, and my head is really silent. Like, that was me stopping to try and listen, and it doesn't feel like there were 100, things running through it, which was, it's kind of weird. I'm actually going to try and test meditation after this, do some visual meditation work, and I really want to see how that goes with me, because it's a really interesting, this is a real weird feeling to have so much stuff having run through my head every single moment of every single day and for it to kind of get clear. It's quite amazing. I also, one thing I've been trying to do for ages is put together is to take some time and really pick some goals I want. I have a real poor habit of setting some goals but not actually being connected to them. And it's weird because I feel like this is super easy. You know, I wanted to set a goal, a financial goal for myself. And in the past, I've tried to set financial figures and I've tried 1,000 things, but it always felt wrong. It wasn't what I wanted. And the minute I sat down and looked at that now, I instantly was able to pull the goal I wanted out of my head. And for me, what I actually want is I've never been a man for having $1 million sitting in the bank collecting dust or interest for that matter. But I asked myself the question and my brain picked it out what I wanted. And it was, you know, I always want to have the ability to go to any restaurant I choose, alone or with friends, and always be able to pick up the bill. Never have to check my account if I've got the money. I just know the money's there. And the same as with a flight. If I decided, hey, there's a conference I want to go to in the UK, I could walk into the airport today, swipe my card, and get a return ticket without even thinking about it or worrying about the money. It's just there. And that's the perfect goal. It's so visual. It's so specific. I can do the visualized techniques I'm using. And that's what I want. A part of me still wonders, like, you know, you got to be a skeptic, I think. A lot of us are skeptics that this is just a placebo. But that was a great goal that I've been looking for ages, and it just appeared without noise around it. My brain's not questioning it, which is interesting. I find a lot of the time my brain's always questioning my thoughts and questioning me. Didn't feel it that time. It's quite interesting. Yeah, so I'll keep these coming, guys, as I learn and progress. Okay, the next installment. So I've been on these magical limitless pills for about 3 hours now. And it's interesting. Like, someone told me, one of the members of our group, I think it was, is that it's kind of like a switch. It's kind of like a switch. If you've got ADHD and you take these pills, a switch is hit and you go from living in this world of, you know, so busy in your mind, everything's happening. No wonder you can't keep any attention. Impulse, you know, you feel impulsive. I don't know. It feels like I used to question, I was questioning myself all the time. Every decision, there was 100 questions. I would get lost in those questions. But in the last 3 hours, I know this sounds ridiculously strange. It does to me. I feel clear and calm. It's really, really odd. It is a really, really odd feeling because I haven't felt this way for a long time, if ever. You know, or if it happens, it's in very limited quantity. Yeah, it's really strange. I decided something I wanted to do with the course I'm looking at creating for the dyslexic and I think now ADHD community. We're doing a lot of work around visualization and building a course specifically to help people supercharge it. And, you know, I've wanted to, as of today, I wanted to set some really clear goals. And I sometimes find myself setting these goals and I set them, but I have no connection to them. Like, I set them because I think I should. And they would be nice to have. That would be nice. But there's something missing. There's no... It's like I don't know if I really want it. This is going to sound so odd, but I want to really share this while I remember it. Is I sat down today, and I'm 2.5 out of 3 goals in of the 3 majors that I wanted to write down. And 2 of them are amazing. You know, 2 of them I feel so connected with. It's weird. It's kind of jittery. Like I wrote, just here's an example. So money goals, I've always really struggled with. You know, people, I've over listened to people outside of myself and tried their techniques and they've just never worked. And then this morning I had a moment and I had a goal in there, like pay off my debt or get enough cash flow to survive or go or thrive. And all these goals are kind of what people write down, or I want $50,000 or whatever the number is, $100, $1 million. But I've never been driven to do that. And you know what? I was so clear when I was writing this, and I realized what the goal I want is really visual. The goal is I want to be able to, at any point, go into a restaurant by myself or friends, any restaurant, anywhere, and know that I can pay the bill, whatever I have, whatever I choose, whatever I want. And I want to be able to walk into an airport. If I decide that I want to go to a conference in the UK, I can go in there, put my card down and buy a ticket without any fear, not needing to check my bank account, and I'm there. And that is amazing. Like, that is, for me, that is so exactly what I want. You know, that's what I want to be able to do. You know, I don't care what the numbers are in my account. I don't care the money I have, but I want to have that ability to do that. That is powerful to me. That is what I want. And it's so odd to say this, but that is so clear. You know, there's always a fear, I think, when you take pills, right, or take any medication, is to wonder what is a placebo and what is not. And like, I've got that weird skepticism around this. But I feel different. It's weird. I can only be honest. It seems strange. I have lost a bit of my appetite as well, which is potentially a side effect, or I'm not sure if that is the case or the reason. But it's midday and I fast until midday and I'm not hungry. So that's a nice bonus. They say that's a negative side effect. I disagree. And we'll wait and see what it looks like when I go to sleep tonight. But yeah, for now, this is a really interesting feeling. I'll keep up to date with you guys. And this could be a long episode, but I think it's going to be worth it. Okay, guys, next update. It is 3:00. If I'm honest, I think it's wearing off a bit. And this could be around the learning about the dosage. So I took it probably 6 hours ago, and I would say in the last hour or so it started to wind down its effect. I still feel a little bit, but it's not at the heightened effect it had earlier on in the day.
Could be, as I say, I've been chatting to people who have taken this and they probably take much higher doses than I do. I'm not sure if that's because they've got a resistance or this is just how it works. You start off low, see how it works, and then you adjust to make sure it works for a longer period of time. So the feeling I'm getting is when it was working in the morning, I got a hell of a lot of work done, which was awesome. I also noticed, and I don't know if this is going to sound strange, but it was like my body wasn't as anxious. It wasn't running on cortisol. If you know what cortisol is, it's like a sort of hormone that kind of keeps you really pepped up. And, you know, it's like a fear hormone. You know, I probably said that wrong, but you know what I mean. It's, you know, it kind of puts you on edge. And so I was in the kitchen and something fell from somewhere and hit the ground. Usually I would jitter at a point like that, but I just didn't even flinch, which was really interesting. And it just felt like I wasn't living in anxiety or fear, you know, or my body wasn't fearful. That's what I noticed. What I've also noticed today is it feels like I'm a bit more in touch with my body in the pains it's got. Like I've got a sore knee at the moment. I realized that was a bit sorer than I thought. And like, you know what I mean? Same with my stomach. When I was hungry, I noticed it. When I'm not hungry, I was a bit more aware of it. Before I made a mental decision on it, I actually felt like I was checking in with my body, which is something I don't naturally do. I have to really consciously try usually. So I noticed that. That was really interesting. But yes, it's been a fantastic trial day. It's going to take, I'm sure, a few weeks to get used to it and to really get into the habit of it. And also to check my dosage out just to see how much I need, what's it going to do, what's the effect going to be, etc. So yeah, quite exciting. Definitely quite exciting. So I think that's going to be all for me for this episode. I'm going to do another episode similar tomorrow once I get more of a feel for it and a bit of a wrap up on kind of how it's feeling, what it's like. And I'm also going to do a bit of a comparison between ADHD and dyslexia because this hasn't stopped a lot of my dyslexic traits, but it has affected my ADHD ones. So I'm going to break that down a bit more in tomorrow's episode. Thank you for listening. If you've liked this episode, make sure you share it around. I really do appreciate it. I'm loving seeing new faces in the group, and thank you for your continued support.